Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 27th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Ordinary People. And a portion of scripture is used from Acts 9, verse 17. So Ananias went and found Saul. Adria is from Dominica and moved to the Boston area in the late 80s. Several years later, she was expectant with an unplanned pregnancy. The pastor's wife, who was also a visiting nurse, expressed care to her during her prenatal checkups. She invited her to church, and it was there that Adria accepted the Lord. Though their relationship was of brief duration, Adria remembers this pastor's wife's name was Heidi. Shortly thereafter, Adria moved, along with her infant son Alvin, to Taunton, Massachusetts, where I pastored at the time. Her pastor called me and asked if I would follow up on her. I called Marcia, a dedicated member of the church, and asked if she would look into the matter and see what we could do. Within days, Marcia brought Adria and Alvin to church, and they have been attending ever since. Marita became like a grandmother to Alvin. Many others in the church expressed love as well. Adria has relied on the women of the church, especially Marita and Marcia, for transportation and other means of support. The men in the church have also demonstrated to Alvin examples of godly masculinity, so needed by a boy raised by a single mother. I saw Alvin, who is now 13, last weekend. He has accepted the Lord as well and openly expressed his desire to serve the Lord. We shared for a few minutes and I reinforced my trademark challenge, stay faithful. The work in God's kingdom is advanced when individual, very ordinary people merely obey the Lord's call in their lives. It's the accumulative impact of God's servants like Heidi, Marcia, Marita, and many others who care for other people. All over the world today, this is happening, and many of you are a part of it. Your labor is scarcely recognized, but critically significant. Ananias is the man God called to minister to Saul, who became Paul, shortly after his miraculous conversion. He was initially quite reluctant, yet he obeyed the Lord. He had an essential role in welcoming Saul into the Christian fellowship. Today, let me again remind you of a great scriptural promise that's in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians that I committed to memory many years ago. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen.
Jesus, in the Gospels, you are often represented as the shepherd who gently tends to the needs of your lambs. Even as you spoke to Ananias about his need to go after Saul and help him on his newfound spiritual walk, you also point us to be under shepherds who care for the needs of those in the body. There are a good number among our flock who are frail and in need of guidance, understanding, and genuine compassion. Help us to seek them out and generously give of our time, our love, and our resources.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. And wherever you live today, and I know we have readers and listeners to these messages from all over the world, your work is significant, and it may not be recognized by others, and sometimes you may not feel it's important, but it's eternally significant when we reach out to others in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a daily ministry. Each weekday, we prepare these messages, Brooksine and I, called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. There's a picture of Adria and Alvin along with Marita and Marcia on the site. Just folks that reached out, and now we're so happy to see that both Adria is staying faithful to the Lord and Alvin is growing up to serve the Lord. And again, has vowed to be faithful. It's a blessing to share these messages through the internet, and we pray each one of you will have a wonderful day, and this message is prepared Friday morning, a great weekend. Stay faithful and encouraged today.